Well, kia ora koutou, everyone. It's so good to see all your smiling faces for this first day of autumn. Yeah, we're going to keep saying it, aren't we? Summer's over, but we've got some good stuff this morning, so we can still be excited, hey? We've been in our Miracles of Jesus series, and this is the third in the series. And today it's going to be on healing at the pool, and you can find that in John 5, 1 to 9. So if you want to follow on your phone, tablet, in the Bible, it's John 5. Sometime later, Jesus went to Jerusalem for one of the Jewish festivals. Now there is in Jerusalem near the Sheep Gate a pool, which is in Aramaic is Bethesda, and which is surrounded by five covered colonnades. There, a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. One who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked, "Do you want to get well?" "Sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I'm trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." Then Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat and walk." At once the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked. What an amazing start to that story, hey? And as I said, we're into this Miracles of Jesus series. We've looked at the wedding in Cana, the water to wine. Last week we looked at the healing of a blind man, and today we are unpacking this healing miracle, the man at the pool. And they're all kind of different stories, aren't they? But they all have the same thing in common, that they share the power of Jesus, how he can change people's life, change situations completely by his power. And I think that's an amazing thing. Hey, isn't that an amazing thing? The power of Jesus that changes lives. So as we look at this story this morning, I kind of want you to kind of put yourself in this person's shoes. Maybe imagine what he was trying to do, how he would have felt perhaps at the stages throughout the story, just in the situation that took place, just to sort of, maybe it might make it a bit more vivid for us if we kind of go, oh, what would have I done then? Or would I have listened to Jesus? Would I have done what he said? So if you would like to try and put yourself kind of into the story this morning. All right, I've got some questions for you. I start with questions all the time, don't I? Yes. We've got some more questions this morning. Don't worry, it's not a quiz. I'm not going to quiz you, but some questions. All right, DJ at the back, we've got a song. Does anyone remember when this song became a hit? That's probably good enough. They're not going to turn it off, are they? They're going to play the whole song. All right, guys, see ya. But does anyone, I'm not going to ask how old you are, but does anyone remember when the song became a hit? Yes, I see some nods. I see some faces looking around. All right, I've got another question. What about the term Rogernomics? Rogernomics, the economic reforms that changed New Zealand, named after Roger Douglas, the politician, included the devaluation of the New Zealand dollar, the sale of state-owned enterprises, all those things that happened. Yes, some people remember Rogernomics. Some laughs, some pain maybe in that moment. Who remembers a time, who even remembers a time before the Die Hard movies existed? I mean, it feels like they've been around forever, right? Or what about the beloved children's book by Roald Dahl, Matilda? It's great, isn't it? And it feels like it's been around forever. Feels like it's just always been part of things. Or, one more question. Does anyone remember back to the golden summer of the Olympics where Ian Ferguson, Paul McDonald won gold in kayaking, canoeing, Bruce Kendall in the sailing, and we had Mark Todd in the equestrian? Yes, I heard some yeses. Awesome. One more thing, don't want to embarrass anyone, they can just put their hand up. If anyone here today is 38, can you please put your hand up? Ange, Simon, Thank you. Now that I've said that, can anyone guess where I was going with all those random questions?
1988.
Yep, 1988. It all happened 38 years ago. Isn't that a long time? Yes, crazy, 38 years ago. And in verse 5, coming back to the Bible now, in verse 5 it says that the man who was at the pool had been an invalid for 38 years. Think about that for a second, 38 years. That's a huge amount of time. That's Ange and Simon's whole life. I was a toddler I was in nappies 38 years ago. I was still a toddler. That's how long 38 years. It's such a long time to wait. And this man in the story had suffered this condition for that whole time. He'd been ostracized from his community for that long. He couldn't walk. He couldn't do everyday tasks for himself. He couldn't get a job. He couldn't provide for himself. And I wonder, out of many of those years, how many he'd been coming to that pool, that same repetitive thing, thinking, when is it going to happen? Waiting for that time to come for a miracle. How many thousands, perhaps hundreds or thousands of times, someone got into that pool before him and took kind of his chance. He hadn't lost all hope though, hey, because he was still showing up at that pool. He was still showing up after 38 years. Some of you today may feel like the man in the story, and you might have been waiting for years to be healed or for a miracle to happen in a situation, or maybe not 38 years, but a long time, or what feels like a long time. You may have struggled through so many things, and you may not have much hope left. But like the story, God can come through, just like he healed the man. In verse 9, we read, it says, he picked up his mat and walked. No greater proof of healing than that. Hey, he got up and walked. And this morning, I just want to say, God can do that for you. He's still in the business of miracles. Hey, he's still a mighty God, a wonder-working God. He's still bringing his kingdom of God here on earth. But God doesn't always work in the time frame that we want. In the story now, it can be something we've got in our minds, but it might not be what God has. It might be longer. It might be different. But we can still believe that God is working through it. It's like the song we sang this morning, Waymaker, Miracle Worker. Even if we can't see it, God is still working. Hey. This morning, I just want to kind of expand a little bit. It may not be like a physical healing that you're longing for. It may be, but it may not be. It may be a miracle in another area of your life. It might be relational. It might be financial. It might be something to do with work. You and God know, but the thing this morning is to keep trusting God for that miracle. That person waited 38 years, and they were healed. They got up and walked and took that mat in their hands. The second thought this morning from this passage, I've entitled it, Focus on What God Can Do. And in this story, the disabled were found at the pool of Bethesda. And the name Bethesda means house of mercy, Aramaic. And I think that's quite fitting, isn't it? House of mercy. People came to this place hoping for a healing, as it believed that when the waters got stirred up, that the first person that got into the pool after it got stirred up would be healed, like immediately healed. And so this man came to this pool over and over and over, was so focused that one day he'd be the first to get in the pool after it had been stirred. It would have consumed his thoughts, I imagine, right? 38 years. I reckon it would have consumed his thoughts. It would have consumed his time, how he spent his time, because he would have been building around that time to get to the pool, wouldn't he? It was a key part. It was a key focus of his life or what he did. He was desperate to be the first person in that pool on that day. He had to have that happen. But like we see in the story, Jesus had other plans. This man was addressed by Jesus and asked this poignant question. Do you want to get well? Do you want to get well? All of a sudden, the focus shifts, right? In that moment, he's probably not thinking about the pool anymore or trying to get in the pool. Jesus has taken all of his attention. He's no longer focused on getting in. his focus is now on Jesus, this guy, this man who's asking him the question. The key to healing in that moment was now doing what Jesus told him. Not the pool, but what Jesus told him. Get up, pick up your mat, and walk. Today, too, our illness or our situation can be all-consuming. It can take up our thoughts, what we do, how we do it, how we structure our life. And I'm not saying this morning, please don't hear me, I'm not saying that that's wrong, but I'm suggesting this morning, like the man in the story, perhaps we want a change of focus. Like the man, let's focus on God and what he can do, bringing our situation before God and focus on the promises that he can heal, that he is mighty, that he is powerful, that he is bigger than any situation we face, right? Any situation we face, God is bigger, hey? Yeah. And I came across this quote recently, and I think it sums it up really well. It's going to be on the screen. Choose to focus on the God who goes before you rather than the mountain in front of you. Kind of a classic saying, but it holds so much depth to it, doesn't it? Choose to focus on the God who goes before you rather than the mountain in front of you. And even if it's been a long time, just like that man, you've been waiting for a long time for something, the healing in a situation, something in your life that desperately needs to change, God can still do it. God can still break through with a miracle. Let's continue to focus on God because he goes with us, right? He's always with us through everything. Let's focus on God. Bring him at the forefront of the situation. The other thing I find interesting from the story today is a little different from other miracle stories. Might be quite similar to the one Bevan talked about last week, the healing of the man's sight. The man didn't call out to Jesus or ask for help. Did you notice that when we read it through? That he didn't ask Jesus. He didn't call him over, which is sometimes the case in some of the miracles. He may not even have known who Jesus was, perhaps, so may not have had faith in him to change his situation. He might not have that context. He might not have even known who Jesus was. Although the man, key moment, did obey Jesus when he asked him to pick up his mat and walk. He did it. Hey, he did it straight away. And then the reason I mention this is that Jesus can't be put in a box, right? We know this. Hey, he works so differently to how we think. He does things in different ways, in different situations. It's not always the ways that we expect, which can be hard for us, but that's Jesus. And it makes me think of the Narnia series by C.S. Lewis, another series that many of you, I'm sure, have read and know or seen the movie. Some of them were filmed in New Zealand, which is really cool. But there was one version in the 1980s. Here I am showing my age, but anyhow. There was a 1980s movie version, and it was so, so scary. It was like a cartoon version. Does anyone remember that? Yes, I saw a couple of nods. If you haven't seen it, I don't recommend it for children. It is so scary. But anyway, the Narnia series. As many of us know, humans go into Narnia. You know, you've got the Pensieve children and some others that go into Narnia multiple times, and they have these amazing stories and adventures in Narnia. And in each book, they go into Narnia a different way, hey? So they go through the wardrobe, classic, through the painting, like through the voyage, they go through rings and the magician's nephew, through a door. One of them is by blowing a horn. So they have all these different ways that they go into Narnia. But the same outcome happens, even though the process isn't the same. They get into Narnia each time in different ways. And I thought it was really, it really made me, this is where my mind went when I was thinking about this, because Jesus performs miracles, but they will look different to each other. It won't always be the same for each person or each situation. Someone might be healed by God instantly, and that's awesome, and that is amazing. But for others, it may be through medicine that God has given the people the ability to create, which is also pretty amazing, right? Thank goodness for modern medicine. It can take time. It can be instant, can take time. It happens in different ways. And we may not understand why God does things the way he does, but he can do it. And I think it's the key thing to remember this morning. It may look different. It may not be in the time that we hope or expect, but God can do it. We can still trust him, Even if it looks different to how he's done it in someone else's life, hey, it's not always going to be the same cookie cutter kind of same experience. And also this morning, sometimes we don't understand why God doesn't heal someone and doesn't make sense why some people aren't healed here on earth. Hey, that's something that I just want to acknowledge this morning. Sometimes we don't understand why God doesn't heal someone on earth and doesn't make them whole or well here. But we know for surety that when they are reunited with Jesus in heaven, that they are healed and whole. Hey, that's just part of something we might not understand until we are on the other side of eternity. But it's something I just wanted to acknowledge this morning. But that is still God's healing power, just in a different way, when they are reunited with Jesus. So this story doesn't just finish there. I've chosen to use this part of the story this morning, but it's a little bit longer, and it has another part with the Pharisees. The Pharisees, they always turn up, don't they? And so there's another part, and I just thought we wanted to focus on this sort of part this morning. But if you would like, and I encourage you this week to sort of read through more of the story and how it kind of plays out. But this morning I really wanted to focus on the do you want to get well, pick up your mat and walk, to show of God's healing power in that story, but also today, because it's the same power, it's the same Jesus that we serve and that we love and that we follow in the story and today. His power is the same. Amen. So as we come to a close, this powerful, sort of beautiful story of how Jesus heals someone, I just want us to kind of focus this morning maybe on our situation. It could look different for so many different people. The miracle that you need could be on behalf of someone else. You may have someone on your heart this morning that you're thinking of as we've been journeying through this story. But I want to invite us, as we sort of wrap up this time, that we've got these cards. They'll look familiar because it's exactly as what we had on the screen. Choose to focus on the God who goes before you more than the mountain that is in front of you. So there's some cards here this morning. If this would be helpful for you to take, put on your fridge, put somewhere on a board, I don't know, take a screenshot, put it on your phone, just to remind you of the focusing on God and his power and how he can move in our lives. You might want to take it on behalf of someone or even give it to someone if that would be helpful. But as we close this time, John and Lucy are going to come up and we're going to sing. And if you would like to, if this would be helpful to you this morning, to take this card for someone or for yourself to remember that God is more powerful. Jesus is more powerful than any situation we face. Let's pray together. Father God, we just come before you this morning. We are so grateful for your word that speaks truth into our lives. All these stories put together that are so old, but they still speak so much truth to us and show us of your power and of your glory and what can happen, God, in those moments when we step out in faith and trust you. We just pray this morning as we reflect on that, in unique situations, what we're going through, God, we just pray that you will speak to us, that you will encourage us, that you will remind us of your might and your power and all that you can do, God. We just give this time to you. May your spirit move as it needs to encourage us, to challenge us, to build us up in our faith. Pray all of this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Through the song, as you will, just grab a card if that's something that resonates with you. Thanks, Jordan.